Talking Heads here on Trail Mix. That was Burning Down the House, starting the 8 o'clock hour here with me, Greg Gunderson, the light peeking out from behind the clouds, looking out over Highway 13 from the WPFP studio. Got more music from the 80s, 90s, and now for the rest of the morning show and to start the 7 o'clock hour here with me. And then, oh, wait a minute, it's the 8 o'clock hour. How is today going so fast? It's already Friday, already halfway through the show. Thanks again for joining me today. Let's dive in to a little bit of football. Talking Packers info throughout the hour and a little bit of NFL in general. We're in the lull, but there's fits and spurts of news. I'll share some details with you. But first, here's Mr. Big to be with you, WPFP.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you. Twist of both of you to come.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire! This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire! This one goes out to the one I've left behind. Another prop has occupied my time. This one goes out to
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question. 'Cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Blessing to the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but the answer is no, no. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry you anyway. Marry that girl. Marry you anyway. Marry that girl. Yeah, no matter what you say. Marry that girl. There will be a family. You leave no choice. Can't live without her. Love me or hate me, we will be boys standing at that altar. Or we will run away to another galaxy. You know, you know she's in love with me. She will go anywhere I go. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but no still means no.
That was Magic Rude here on WPFP Trail Mix 103.1. As promised, we're here to take a look at some football here in the first half of the 8 o'clock hour. I'll tell you straight up, it's a bit of a quiet day, especially in the NFC North. So we'll look at football right now. And later this hour, we'll take a look at today's date in history. So there's a team in the NFL right now who is, I would consider, a perfect example of a very attention-grabbing off-season strategy, something that you'll probably notice happening that might not necessarily be obvious why if you haven't been watching the NFL for long. It's one of those things that people who have been watching for a couple years are quite familiar with and aren't asking questions about. And so I find that for people entering into NFL fandom, it can be kind of tough to know how or who to ask these kinds of questions. Like, what is San Francisco doing right now? Why is everybody leaving the 49ers? They were killing it a couple years ago when Brock Purdy was tearing it up, which was an awesome surprise. They didn't turn it into the deep postseason runs over several years that they were hoping to. So what are we doing? Why are they letting so many good players go? You can answer that one shortly with the simple idea that they have to. So a few years back, on the 49ers roster were two quarterbacks, and it was a bad time. Their quarterbacks were doing poorly, Trey Lance being the guy they thought would be the next one. They grabbed Brock Purdy that year in the draft as Mr. Irrelevant. That's part of why Brock Purdy's story is so incredible. He was the last guy drafted that season. Rookies are cheap. So when something like Brock Purdy happens, when you've got a rookie quarterback who has to play because of injury and does really well, oh my goodness, the next 2 years, 3 years looks really cool because we've got a really cheap quarterback who can win. And that doesn't happen often. Jaden Daniels over there on the Washington Commanders, Brock Purdy's time is just ending. CJ Stroud in Houston, maybe one of those types of quarterbacks. Talented young rookies can allow flexibility in the cap. If you don't have to pay your quarterback much, you can pay other guys, add on to around the quarterback. And then 5 years later, when everybody's contract is due for a renewal, you're in big trouble because everybody's owed so much more money. Brock Purdy is now due to be paid like a top-tier NFL quarterback instead of his rookie contract, which was $5 to $10 million a year. He's looking at $50 to $60 million a year. That's what the NFL, that's what the 49ers are doing right now. They're letting all these players go so that they can save the money they would have paid them. In many cases, they're trading them for more draft picks. This is a prime example of the early stages of a rebuild. The other thing that they're doing, it's not a full rebuild because they're trying to keep Brock Purdy. They're trying to save enough money so that they can pay him enough to keep him and then build around him in a different way, in a cheaper way, in a way that's kind of harder to have success with. But we'll see. John Lynch, he knows what he's doing. He's getting a little sarcastic about it. He says he's got a plan. He says there's this thing called the draft, and we're collecting picks. Keep your eye on San Francisco over the next 10 years or so. We are at the beginning of John Lynch's legacy. The next 3 years, I think, will be a good peek at what's to come out of San Francisco. But yeah, if you're wondering what San Francisco's doing, everything they can. That's a look at football for today. We'll look at history coming up after more of your favorites from the 80s, 90s, and now. We're Trail Mix, WPFP.
103.1 FM.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting. yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Well, the game fish season is basically closed across the upper Midwest, so now you have to think about chasing other species, crappies, bluegills, and eelpout. Yeah, eelpout. Why not? They're great eating fish. I'll tell you how to catch them, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Eelpout is a species that is not often targeted because, well, you got to go after them late at night. These fish don't seem to want to bite in the daytime. They want to bite between 10 o'clock at night and 5 o'clock in the morning. And a lot of anglers, they just want to be in bed. But if you want to get into some big fish that bite hard, that taste great, think about targeting eelpout. What you do is basically set up on a break line somewhere where the water is going shallow out of a deep water area and fish right at the base of that break line. And you'll drop a sucker minnow, something maybe 4 inches long, down into that region just a few inches off the bottom. And you just wait them out. When they hit hard and they put up a great fight. And so it's worth chasing eelpout this time of year. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Please, please, please.
That's shady Brad Schimmel on his knees begging for money from billionaires like Elon Musk who want to buy Wisconsin's Supreme Court.
I have to crawl around begging people.
And the more Schimmel begs,
please, please, please,
the more they shell out because they know shady Brad Schimmel is for sale.
I have to crawl around begging people.
After all, Schimmel cut a crooked plea deal with a man caught with child pornography after his lawyer gave Schimmel thousands in campaign cash. What should have been a 25-year sentence was dropped to just 3 years for that sick predator. So it's no wonder Elon Musk wants Schimmel on the Supreme Court. He knows Schimmel won't block him as he slashes farm subsidies, goes after Social Security, and breaks promises.
I have to invest in knee pads.
Brad Schimmel, if you're listening, get up off your knees. You're embarrassing yourself. Paid for by the Justice Project.
Please, please, please.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Please, please, please.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and a little breezy today with a few sprinkles or flurries through early afternoon, then clearing by late today, our high in the upper 40s. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little cooler with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
It's up to you.
the right mix for Park Falls and Butternut. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Lit, my own worst enemy. You're listening to Trail Mix. We're your best friend here in the Northwoods. Gray in the WPFP studio, 80s, 90s now, talking football and history this hour. We talk history every day. Fair warning, today is going to be a rather cynical dose, but still a fun one at the same time. We're talking internet. We're talking weather. We're going to give you a look at the weather soon, but I'm talking about weather. That means a splash of ignorance in there. First, though, a bunch more of your favorites from the 80s, 90s, and now. Here's Genesis on Trail Mix.
Just
This is Trail Mix 103.1. For Park Falls and Glidden. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah! Please!
Beastie Boys, you gotta fight for your right to party. Blondie before that, One Way or Another. A little bit of determination here in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Time for a fun and, I'll admit, it's going to be a cynical look at this day in history. History is getting a little tougher to report on because before what I do is go through year by year, find a couple gems, interesting things, happy things here and there. There's less and less happy things. Maybe I'm just noticing them less and less, but as I strolled through today, I didn't find anything that was even really neutral info, except things like this one, which, still not super neutral. Today's date, the 21st of March, of course, but make it 2006, that was the day that Twitter was founded, intended to be a way for people to connect who wouldn't normally meet in person, like celebrities and the rest of us. Now it's partially that and partially, I think, what you get when the bully kid buys himself a corner of the internet instead of going to therapy. It's X now, formerly Twitter. It's, 19 years old today? Kind of. The original version is 19 years old today. X is its own thing. I think it's at the point where we can consider them completely separate websites. Yeah, the basic post function is the same, but it's the same post function that exists on every social media site. The things that made Twitter unique are no longer things that make X unique. They're gone. So, yeah, I think I'm good with the formerly Twitter thing. It was, there's X.com, Twitter's dead. Today's date, but make it 1994, 31 years ago today. That was the day that the United Nations adopted their framework for climate change at their United Nations Framework Convention. That's right, 1994. We've been debating whether the sky is blue for over 30 years now, which brings me to my cynical point. Your opinion is valid, but if your opinion is that a recent cold front means the globe isn't warming, maybe sit this one out. This does raise an interesting point. Your opinion's valid, but we have to find balance between that fact and the chaos that would come if we even tried to weigh everyone's opinion on every topic. Individualism, yes, without what about me-ism. I think a lot of this comes from media encouraging us to indulge in reactionary emotions instead of becoming more informed. Back in the day, when headlines led to scary questions in our minds, people used to find the answers to those questions before commenting publicly on the headline. Call it a downside of instant communication. Thanks, Internet. Someone out there wants you louder, not smarter. Are you going to let them win just because it feels good? Lame. This has been a look back at this day in history. Stay tuned, 80s, 90s, and now, and a look at the weather up next after this.
103.1 FM.
Please, please, please.
That's Shady Brad Schimmel on his knees begging for money from billionaires like Elon Musk who want to buy Wisconsin's Supreme Court.
I have to crawl around begging people.
And the more Schimmel begs,
please, please, please,
the more they shell out because they know Shady Brad Schimmel is for sale.
I have to crawl around begging people.
After all, Schimmel cut a crooked plea deal with a man caught with child pornography after his lawyer gave Schimmel thousands in campaign cash. What should have been a 25-year sentence was dropped to just 3 years for that sick predator. So it's no wonder Elon Musk wants Schimmel on the Supreme Court. He knows Schimmel won't block him as he slashes farm subsidies, goes after Social Security, and breaks promises.
I have to invest in knee pads.
Brad Schimmel, if you're listening, get up off your knees. You're embarrassing yourself. Paid for by the Justice Project.
Please, please, please.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Please, please, please.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and a little breezy today with a few sprinkles or flurries through early afternoon, then clearing by late today. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 10. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little cooler with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Steve Winwood here on Trail Mix. That was Higher Love, WPFP 103.1, finishing off that 8 o'clock hour. That means I've only got a little over an hour left with you here today in the WPFP studio. We're going to be talking birthdays to start the 9 o'clock hour. So if you know of somebody who listens to Trail Mix and deserves a birthday shout out today or over the weekend, let me know. Give us a call, 715-762-3221. Joel already gave his cake away for this week's drawing. That means anybody yet today will be entered into next week's drawing, but that's A-OK. You'll still get your shot, and you may still get to win that cake from Super One, so generously donated. Thanks, Super One. Stay tuned to Trail Mix. Birthdays after 9 o'clock, 80s, 90s, and now, before and after.
Will you count me in? I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, the rain is falling on my windowpane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go. But what am I gonna say? Starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go. Starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. Cause you make me smile, baby, just take your time now. Holding me tight.
So listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
She's blood, flesh and bone, now types of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong and nothing's gonna happen.